This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis says Colorado's hospitals are nearly full because coronavirus hospitalizations are as high as they've been in nearly a year. But as CPR's Benta Berkland reports, Polis says he's not planning to issue a statewide mask mandate.
Colorado has one of the highest COVID case rates in the country right now. And Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters that he encourages people to wear masks inside with others to help avoid getting COVID. But he adds that the vaccine is a much more effective way to not get as sick from COVID or avoid it altogether.
We had to resort to this kind of, 19th century technology early in the pandemic, which was a mask. I mean, this is the stuff they used during the Spanish flu. It was, for me, kind of a sad commentary on human progress, that's what we had.
Polis says his goal is to get more than half of 5 to 11-year-olds in the state vaccinated by the end of January. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado is trying to boost the use of monoclonal antibody treatments for those who get sick with COVID-19. The state enrolled 161 providers plus two new buses to give people the treatment. Polis says they're available to people who test positive with mild to moderate symptoms.
This is early in the course of infection, mild to moderate symptoms, and you're older or at risk. This can reduce the likelihood of you being hospitalized by 70%.
Polis says the treatments are no substitutes for the vaccine, which should be the first line of defense against the virus. This is CPR News and KRCC. And this afternoon, during All Things Considered, we will have a story about the Denver Film Festival, which kicked off last night. If you want to hear from some local filmmakers and others who are in town, and you will want to hear that, stick around this afternoon.